Welcome back to Sound Insight. This is Pam Gunderson stepping in today for Tom Curran, who's under the weather. Let's all remember to pray for Tom. And we're talking about Catholic Schools Week, which is starting on Sunday and going on for the next week. And we know that many of our listeners have experience of one kind or another with Catholic schools. And we know you always enjoy hearing about the ones that you aren't familiar with. And very excited to be talking with Larkin Temme, who's principal of Holy Family Bilingual School in Seattle. Welcome, Larkin.
Thank you so much, Pam, for having me on your show.
Well, it's exciting to have you, and this is truly something different. Maybe you could just tell our listeners a little bit about Holy Family Bilingual School.
Absolutely. So Holy Family Bilingual Catholic School, what makes us unique is that, you know, we really are, we're one family with many different backgrounds, but united in our Catholic faith.
Mm-hmm.
So we are a multicultural environment. We are a dual language program school, meaning our lessons are in English and in Spanish. And what we do at Holy Family is we seek to educate students to understand and appreciate cultural differences.
Well, I bet that really happens. Sure it's really happening when they're learning each other's languages. So what area of Seattle do you serve?
We are located in the White Center area of Seattle, but we serve families from West Seattle, Burien, South Park, Tukwila, SeaTac. We've got families from a lot of different areas who are seeking out a dual language Catholic education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet. Has Holy Family always been a bilingual school?
It has not. The program began in 2014 with the preschool and kindergarten classes, and we've moved the dual language program up every year until now. Currently, our fifth graders are kind of our pioneers mm-hmm. of the dual language program, and we intend to move that program up to our middle school for the 2018-2019 school year.
That is really exciting. I think that you yourself attended a bilingual school when you were a student, didn't you?
I did. I grew up, I was born in Seattle, and then as a child, I lived in rural Northern California and attended a school in a very Hispanic area where most of the students in the school spoke Spanish. So while it wasn't a formal bilingual program, I learned through immersion.
Mm-hmm. So it was de facto bilingual school, and I bet you've been happy about that ever since.
Absolutely. You know, the gift of learning another language has truly been a blessing. I've mm-hmm. been able to meet people that I wouldn't have otherwise met, and it has certainly opened my mind to other ways of doing things, other people, other cultures, and I really am blessed that the Lord has put that in my path.
Well, you can think and pray in two languages. I can't think of a better gift.
Absolutely.
So are all of your teachers bilingual, or just the ones who teach the main classroom subjects, or how does that work?
60% of our teachers are bilingual, and our dual language program teachers are all bilingual, speaking English and Spanish. We have self-contained bilingual classrooms. That means if you are, for example, a third grade student, your teacher will teach half the day in English, and then with that same group have half the day in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's divided by content areas. So, for example, we'll have religion class in Spanish and then reading in English.
Wow. So your students are really thinking in both languages.
They are. And we actually increase the level of Spanish earlier on so that when students are in preschool and kindergarten, they are really, really immersed in the language so mm-hmm. that when they get to the higher grades, such as third grade and fourth grade, and they're learning challenging concepts, their brain, it doesn't matter whether the concept is taught in English and Spanish because mm-hmm. they've had those building blocks of the language earlier academic years.
Sure. So do most of your students come into school speaking Spanish or speaking English, or do they already speak a little of each?
It's about half and half. Most of our students come into school speaking some English. We do have some students who come in speaking only Spanish. And as I said, it is a very diverse community. Some students come into our school not speaking any Spanish, and you would be amazed that after 1 year of kindergarten, the students have no problem switching back and forth from English and Spanish. Currently, most of our kindergarten class is reading in both English and in Spanish.
And do you find that this spills over onto the parents then? Are the parents learning to speak whichever language isn't their first one?
You know, I think the parents come in very optimistic that they're going to learn another language, and not all do. I think they try their best, and we certainly have had a lot of interest from the parents in language programs and classes and such. So we're looking into that for the future.
So I have to ask, what happens to a student who transfers into your school in third grade or sixth grade or eighth grade? So how do they catch up if they aren't already bilingual?
That's a great question. Most of our students who transfer into the dual language program, a lot of them, if they already speak Spanish at home, it's a relatively easy transfer. And for the students who don't but still want a dual language education, what we do is we differentiate our instruction to be able to kind of accelerate their Spanish learning. Mm-hmm. We recommend tutoring, and we do have other books that they use during the Spanish time. And it's kind of the same experience that you would get if you were to move, let's say, to a Spanish-speaking country, and
right.
you were to enroll in a school. It's through immersion. And so they learn very quickly. Their level of Spanish is not quite the level of the class, but they pick it up very quickly, and they're able to understand the Spanish usually within a few months.
You must have a very flexible staff.
You know, we do. I think I have the best teaching staff I've ever seen in a school. You know, they really work hard to tailor individual programs for our students. We are blessed with smaller class sizes so that our teachers can really focus on each individual student and create a plan that meets that student's needs.
So what's your average class size then?
Our average class size is 13 right now.
Wow.
So we have some very small classes. Our largest class right now is 20. And our smallest class is 9. So.
And what else is going on at Holy Family that, besides being bilingual, what else is going on in the school?
Well, this year we've increased our technology thanks to the support of the Fulcrum Foundation and some families. We have been able to rewire our entire building to increase our internet. We've also been fortunate to receive a grant for Chromebooks. So to enhance our dual language program, our students are using online resources. We have a one-to-one Chromebook program for our students grades 5th through 8th, and our students are able to use technology while learning languages. They're also learning how to code and how to use lots of different online resources and integrating technology with the dual language program.
So if I walked down the halls and I started talking to students of different ages and I asked them what they love about their school, what do you think they would answer?
You know, I would think that they would respond to you as if you had asked about their family at home. You know, our students have with each other, they have a sibling relationship. The older students looking out for the younger students. And, you know, I was able to kind of bear witness to that during math the other day with the older students who help out their math buddies. I think that's what they like the most. Our families feel very comfortable here. Our students feel very comfortable here. And I think that's the best thing that they would say about the school. They love their teachers, yes. They love learning about other languages, but they really just like being with each other.
What a gift that is, to get up every morning and know that you're going to go spend the day with somebody you want to be with.
Absolutely.
We probably have parents who are listening who've thought about Catholic schools, but maybe decided that they couldn't quite afford them or that the location's not right. Do you have answers for parents like that? Or maybe they just don't see why they would bother to send a child to a Catholic school when there's a public school right down the street.
Absolutely. And I have, those are, you know, definitely three very different situations. And, you know, the location, I can't speak to much with the Seattle traffic, but, you know, certainly we do have a lot of families who have come and they've expressed interest in Catholic school, but have said, you know, there's a public school down the street and it's expensive. And what I tell families is that investing in Catholic education is quite possibly the best investment they will ever make in their children. In Catholic school, we instill Catholic values, and we overall want to teach students to appreciate and love other cultures and love everybody the way Jesus loved us. And if our students can graduate from here with that attitude, they'll make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I like to tell families. We have financial assistance available for families, and we're always happy to help families find ways to make our school accessible.
So we're speaking with Larkin Temme, who's principal of Holy Family Bilingual School in Seattle. You're listening to Sound Insight. This is Pam Gunderson filling in today for Dr. Tom Curran. So, Larkin, you have an open house coming up, don't you?
We do. It's this Sunday, January 28th, from 9:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. We have a 9:30 Mass in Spanish for Spanish-speaking families, and then an 11 o'clock Mass in English, and we're inviting people to come to Mass and then to come check out our school.
Sounds great. We can't thank you enough for being with us here today, helping to kick off Catholic Schools Week. And we just want to remind all of our listeners that they're invited to that open house. And they're also invited to learn more about your school on your website. What is that website?
Our website is holyfamilybilingual.org.
Great. holyfamilybilingual.org. Larkin, thank you so much for being with us today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Do you value diversity and faith in the classroom? What if your child received bilingual instruction from preschool through eighth grade? At Holy Family Bilingual Catholic School in Seattle, you can expect nothing less. With a diverse community and dual immersion program, students at Holy Family are formed for global citizenship through rigorous academic and a faith-inspired commitment to developing the whole child. Come and see for yourself. Holy Family Bilingual Catholic School is holding an open house on Sunday, January 28th from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. You and your family can receive a student-led tour of the school, meet teachers in their classrooms, ask questions, and begin applications for admission and tuition assistance. Visit holyfamilybilingual.org for details. Holy Family Bilingual Catholic School, the love of Christ impels us.